First, I think it's definitely true that if you look at the record, there is no scientific basis for the claim that homosexuality is somehow genetic. The various things that I have seen, all of them, when they get right down to the conclusion, refuse to draw that conclusion because they cannot establish a scientific basis for it. That's step number one. And I think that that's critical because we have folks who are constantly out there speaking about this as if it's a foregone conclusion. Well, this is something I can't control. On the other hand, I do believe that with respect to this behavior, there's a kind of compulsion involved. But it's the same compulsion that's involved in all human sexual behavior. The truth of the matter is that there is a law in our members. There is a sense in which we are programmed according to that law, which is in our material nature, to do certain things. But we all know, don't we, that as human beings, the mere fact that we have the inclination doesn't mean that we are excused from exercising moral responsibility for the ways and times and places in which we follow that inclination. The whole range of human passions have to be subject to our moral responsibility. Otherwise, there can be no civilized life. There can be no decency.